South Dakota, one of those places, and then somebody got a revelation, Lord is going to return and sell their farm, go out and sit on a hill. Lord never came back. So it's basically this whole hour-long thing was a mockery of the coming. So how foolish it was to report it. So, and I just couldn't believe, you know, everybody says, does anybody know of a scripture on the second coming in the Old Testament? Now, of course, you know, being a visitor, I didn't raise my hand. He goes, of course not, there aren't any. Went on. What? You know, the Old Testament is just full of all these prophetic scriptures.
He's from PLU.
He still didn't say anything.
Huh?
He still didn't say anything?
How about a quoting Revelation 1:7? They shall look upon me whom they have pierced, which is an Old Testament reference quoted in the book of Revelation on Christ, but not even say a word. Of course, a bunch of Lutherans, what do they know? Everybody went along with it? Or flames?
Did you ever read that paper? And one of the professors down there had denied the inspiration of the scriptures because they called bats birds. You know, some, there was another one other thing. That was kind of the basis of this whole complaint.
Well, I deny the inspiration of the King James. We had a rousing discussion. Said, this is the strangest study on the second coming I've ever seen. The guy doesn't even believe in it. He goes, oh, yeah, he does. If he does, he doesn't believe in looking for it. Colossians 2:9. Let's hear good news again.
The full content of divine nature lives in Christ in his humanity. I guess humanity is their way of saying bodily.
Yes.
Living.
For in Christ there is all of God in a human body.
In Christ, there is all of God in the human body.
How would, what do you translate theotes?
All of God.
All of God.
All of God.
It's pretty much theos is God. Theotes, all of God.
Theotes is God essence or something like that. You translate it as all of God.
The fullness in this body lives the fullness of divinity. Excuse me. In his body lives the fullness of divinity.
Barclay.
For it is in Christ that Godhead, in all its completeness, dwells in bodily form.
Well, that says it. NIV.
For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form.
Did Barclay say Godhead?
Yes.
Yes.
Weesh.
In him there is continuously and permanently at home all the fullness of absolute deity in bodily fashion.
Can I do that again?
Yeah, sure, that again.
In him,
there is continuously and permanently at home all the fullness of absolute deity in bodily fashion.
Please note, Colossians 1:19, in him pleased all the fullness to dwell, similar verse to this, except without the theotes. Weist has, he willed that in himself all the fullness of the universe should dwell. How to make sense out of that? All the fullness of the universe.
Didn't he use universe for cosmos too?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty lame. Mm. Well, that's the word.
Which version is that?
That was Weist in Colossians 1:19. I'm not taking that. I'm not going to take it this time. Colossians 2:9 is complicated enough. Amplify it.
Okay. For in him the whole fullness of deity, parentheses, the Godhead, continues to dwell in bodily form.
You see that first part again?
For in him the whole fullness of deity, parentheses, the Godhead, continues to dwell in bodily form.
Basic. In him all the wealth of God's being has a living form. Kingsley, for in Christ the whole perfection of God's nature dwells bodily. Say that again. For in Christ, the whole perfection of God's nature dwells bodily.
Similar to him.
In that it has God's nature.
To which one?
Well, he's saying it's similar to Fenton. Fenton had every perfection of the divinity. And this has what?
Perfection of God's nature.
Yeah. God's nature. Norley.
In Christ, all the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily.
Ledger.
For Christ is not only Godlike, he is God in human flesh.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. There's nothing wrong with that.
Knox.
In Christ, the whole plenitude of deity is embodied. In Christ, the whole plenitude of deity is embodied.
In him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
NAV.
In Christ, the fullness of deity resides in bodily form.
Dialogue.
Because in him dwells all the fullness of the deity bodily.
Yeah.
In him doth tabernacle all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
Derby.
For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
Rodman.
Because in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
Godly.
Because in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
World.
In him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
Recording.
For in him the entire complement of the deity is dwelling bodily.
The entire complement of the deity is dwelling bodily.
Complement? Complement.
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 I think it means fullness.
I think it means fullness.
Yeah.
Completion.
Complete.
Completion.
Sounds Trinitarian.
Well, I'm
Trinitarian here. I suppose Trinitarians read a lot in, so. You can probably read a few things in here.
Well, if you're talking about like a baseball team or something, an announcer will say they have a full complement of players or something.
I'm sure that's being used to that, in that sense, that is, it means fullness or complete. But I don't think it has to be persons or anything like that. New World.
Because it is in him that all the fullness of the divine quality dwells bodily.
The divine quality. You know that the Watchtower Society wants to say God indwelt him. They want to talk about the divine quality. Lamza.
In him is embodied all the fullness of the Godhead.
Simple.
The totality of divinity lives embodied in Christ.
I'll say that again.
The totality of divinity lives embodied in Christ.
Totality.
Recovery.
For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
New century.
All of God lives in Christ, even when Christ was on the earth.
Even when.
When did Byington?
Byington. Because in him all the fullness of deity is resident in bodily form.
Let me say here about even when Christ lived on earth. Let me read a little bit of ambiguity in that. All of God lives in Christ, maybe all of God lives in Christ now in his resurrected state, and then he goes, even when he was on the earth back at that time. It may not necessarily mean past that time and now. It may just mean now and on earth. There may be some ambiguity in that one. All of God lived in Christ fully, even when Christ lived on the earth. It could be stating his glorified position and then going back, even when he was on the earth. There may be a way in which there's no pre-incarnate Christ at all in that. So it might not merit a minus 30 since there's some question as to what he is saying, although it's definitely kind of goofed up.
Can we get good news again?
The full content of divine nature lives in Christ in his humanity. Did I hear CB? We got CB.
Oh, I'm sorry.
For it is in him that all the fullness of deity continues to live embodied. Can I hear the Ledyard?
For Christ is not only godlike, he is God in human flesh.
That seems to tell the whole story right there.
I give that five.
Yes, it or not.
All the others, from 1 to 49, seem to me to be saying that Christ is simply a shell where the deity dwells.
Well, if you do all the things of the Godhead bodily, that's the God essence, that's what it says.
I take issue with Leger.
You can't
try to figure out what he's trying to say. You got to just say what the. You got to translate what the Greek said. Put paraphrases, you're just lucking out if they hit it.
Yeah, it's possible to read the wrong thing into a literal translation. But the fact that you could read the wrong thing into a literal translation doesn't mean I'm going to dock them. I'm giving them a 5 because they got it down here. It's also possible to read the right thing into a wrong translation. And usually I give them an ambiguity there if I could do that. If I could scrape up something good out of it, you know, I usually read it as ambiguous. And then the others that are just negative and there's no way to get out of it. Any further comment here, ado, or statements?
Godlike. Is Godlike same as saying deity?
Well, Godlike, which one said that?
Ledyard.
It said he is not only Godlike, but he is God. So it said more than Godlike, it said God.
So he kind of had it then.
Want to read Ledyard one more time?
For Christ is not only God-like, he is God in the flesh.
So it's getting more than quality, it is God. He is God in the flesh. Okay. John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And an oft-quoted passage. I am the way, and the truth, and the life. The word for way here is hodos, which means way or road or journey. And I think way or road is good enough. The Greek word for truth is a word that always means truth. So there isn't a whole lot of question on that particular word. The Greek word for life is Zoe, Zoe. We get our word zoology from that. Protozoa. Zoa means motion or activity. Life. So basically, I am the way, the truth, and the life. There's not going to be a lot of variance on way, truth, and life. Those are pretty standard. The variance is going to be on the article. Now, if they say, I am a way, and some truth and some life, I'm going to give them minus 30. They water down this thing by leaving out that definite article, which is in each case. They're taking away from the impact of such a dramatic statement. This is a pretty dramatic statement. Yeah. I'm more than a way, I am the way.
Is the article in front of each part?
Definite article in front of each noun. Then there are some that say, I am the real and living way. Now, the word real there, they got that from truth. Truth or real. Living from life and way, way. I am the real and living way. My own feeling is that really waters it down. Basically, what you're saying is that he's the way. He's the real and living way. You haven't said he's also the truth and the life. It's because he's the living way. So I'm not really excited about that one. I think that takes away quite a bit. I am the real and living way. It just doesn't have the boom to it that the other has. Then, how about this one? I am the way and the truth and life. Is there a big difference between the life and life?
Yeah.
It does decrease it. I'm just wondering if it's not that major of a thing. How about I am the way and truth and life? That one only has one article. The last one had two. To me, the truth is different than just truth.
Is it, in English language, is it possible to take, like, when it says the way, we also apply it to the truth and the life? Isn't that done sometimes where it's like a definite article carries over the other two clauses?
Well, if they say, I am the way, truth, and life, there's something to be said for that. But if they say, I am the way, and truth, and life, it's kind of like you got muddled up in there somewhere.
Is it a little better than the real and living way stuff?
Well, I think it's better than real and living way.
Maybe not as bad as A way.
Yeah, A way is as worse as you can get. There's kind of a lot of different combinations here. Like, there's the way, the truth, the life. There's the way, the truth, and life. There's the way, truth, and life. And there's way, truth, and life. So you've got every combination just about. There's three articles, two articles, one article, and no article. And we kind of have to come up with a scope here with a five for three articles and some type of a penalty for no articles, and then we got in between. And then we got real and living way on top of that. We have to put that one in there too. Any questions? Are we ready to go? If you're ever witnessing to somebody and you want to use this verse and you get up and read, I am way, truth, and life, in that hour you'll be given a minus 30. Female.
The way, the truth, and the life.
Okay, the way, the truth, and the life, that is the same as the good old King James. Ethiopian.
The same.
Same. Adams.
Same.
New King James.
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Same.
Yes,
okay,
same as King.
Dewey.
The way, the truth, the life.
King James, three articles. King James, two.
Same as King James.
ERV and ESV.
Same as King James.
Numeric.
Same.
NES.
Same.
RSV.
Same as King James.
NEB.
I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. And I am life, not the. I am life.
I am life.
I am the life.
Oh, you left out the life.
This is good.
NEB.
That was 20s.
That was NEB.
NEB. I am. Read it, NEB again.
I am the way, I am the truth, and I am life.
Okay.
20th century.
Same as King James.
Fenton.
Same as King James.
Wait, it doesn't hear Moffat.
I am the real and living way.
Goodspeed.
I am way and truth and life. I am way and truth and life.
No articles.
What? Why would someone do that? They're trying to skirt around an issue or something.
You got me. It's hard not to assign a motive for translation like that.
So clear.
I am way and truth and life.
Byington.
The way, the truth, the life.
CB.
Same. Asking Jean.
Phillips.
Phillips. I myself am the road and the truth and the life.
Beck.
Same as King James.
Good news.
I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life.
Living.
I am the way, and the truth, and the life.
Jerusalem.
Saying the way, the truth, the life.
Berkeley.
I am the true and living way.
True. NIV.
I am the way and the truth and the life.
Weast.
I am the road and the truth and the life.
Doesn't he say more than that?
Yeah.
You need to read everything he says.
I alone, in contradistinction to all others, am the road and the truth and the life.
What a little homiletical statement there. In contradistinction to all others, meaning I am exclusively the way, the truth, and the life. Amplify it.
I am the way, and the truth, and the life.
Basic.
I am the true and living way.
Kingsley.
Same as King James.
Norley.
The way, the truth, the life.
Ledger.
Same as King James.
Knox.
I am the way, I am truth, and life.
Fraternity.
I am the way and the truth and the life.
And AB.
Same as King James.
Dagblot.
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Yeah.
Same.
Darby.
Same.
Rotheram.
Same.
Robbie.
The way and the truth and the life.
Moral.
The way and the truth and the life.
Concord.
Same.
New World.
Same as King James.
Lamza.
The way and the truth and the life.
Simple.
Same as King James.
Recovery.
I am the way and the reality and the life.
Again.
I am the way and the reality and the life.
New century.
Same as King James.
New King James.
The New King James. I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Phillips.
Phillips. Okay. I myself am the road, and the truth, and the life.
Colossians 1:15. Firstborn of all creation. The Greek word for firstborn is just first and to beget. So firstborn is a good translation there. Creation is there. It's the act of creating, creative act, process. Creation is a good translation. So firstborn of all creation, I'm giving that a 5. Now, firstborn of all creation is talking about position. As the firstborn son, he is in the birthright position. If they say, he is head of all creation, I think they've got it right.
Now they left out firstborn. So I'm probably going to dock them down to, you know, like a zero or something. But it's not negative, it's got the idea. However, if they say he was born before anything else and make a pre-incarnate birth of Christ or something, then I'm going to give that a minus 20 or something like that. Minus 20.
But what would I make a minus?
Firstborn son who existed before any created thing. Firstborn son who existed before any created thing. Now, one more little wrinkle. Firstborn of all creation, I'm giving that a 5. What should I give firstborn of all creatures? Any difference? Firstborn of all creatures.
Newborn.
He's talking about people there.
Yeah,
sounds like pre-existence.
Sounds like pre-existence. It's not very blatant. It could still get back to creation if you took it the right way. Well, I don't know that that's the primary goal of this passage. I'm just making a note that a number of them have creatures here, and that we might make a distinction in our way. I don't know how great of a distinction. I don't think I'm doing it for a while. But
I don't think it's true. That means
any question?
Firstborn of all. God is mine.
First begotten of all creatures.
First begotten of all creatures. First begotten of all creatures. I think first begotten and firstborn are the same. Ethiopian.
Firstborn of all creation.
Firstborn of all creation. Adams.
Firstborn who is over all creation.
Firstborn who is over all creation. Now, he has interpreted it, you know, as position. And since I have to agree with that interpretation, I'm giving it 5. New King James.
Firstborn over all creation.
Firstborn over all creation. Same thing. Dewey.
Firstborn of every creature.
What's King James saying?
Firstborn of all creatures.
King James has firstborn of all creatures?
Yes.
It's different in King James too?
Okay.
Oh, excuse me. Firstborn of every creature.
Firstborn of every creature. Okay. King James 2.
Firstborn of all creation.
ERV and ASV.
Firstborn of all creation.
What was King James again?
Every creature.
Firstborn of every creature, that's the King James. I don't know, I can't quote the King James. Is that right?
That's what it says. Firstborn of every creature.
Okay. Numeric.
Firstborn of all creation.
Yes.
Firstborn of all creation.
RSV.
Firstborn of all creation.
NEB.
NEB. Okay. His is the primacy over all created things. And it has a full footnote over the word over. And it says, or image of the invisible God born before. That's right. Born before.
Well, the footnote is all grouped up. His is the primacy over all created things.
That's right.
He
He took it as a position that he didn't bring out firstborn. Primacy meaning superiority. It's kind of like that one I said, head of all creation. 20th century.
The firstborn and head of all creation.
Firstborn and head of all creation. Fenton.
The producer of all creation.
Producer of all creation. He's on a whole different way of life. Moffat. Moffat.
He is the likeness of the unseen God, born first before all the creation.
Again.
He is the likeness of the unseen God, born first before all the creation.
Goodspeed.
Goodspeed. He is the likeness of the unseen God, born before any creature, sings before.
Born before any creature.
Right.
Are they translating that wrong then, as far as that firstborn? Is that
firstborn is open to be interpreted as his position as a birthright son. Or he's born before anything else that was ever born. And I don't interpret it that way.
You're giving it a minus 20 if they say it that way.
Well, what did he say here?
That was before.
Good speed.
He is in the likeness of the unseen God, born before any creature.
Born before any creature. That just makes him pre-incarnate. Right, so.
But it also is accurately translated, though.
Well, the word before isn't in there. It's firstborn of all creation. Yeah. If they say born before any creature, they've taken it and channeled it down that interpretation and kind of tied you down.
Can I hear it again?
One more time for good speed.
Okay, he is the likeness of the unseen God, born before any creature.
Born before any creature.
Right. Firstborn of all creation.
CP.
His firstborn son who existed before any created thing. He is the exact likeness of the unseen God, his firstborn son, who existed before any created thing.
That was who?
C.B. Williams.
Phillips. I mean, that's a doctrinal statement. It's way off.
He existed before creation began.
Beck.
Born before and above everything created.
Good news.
He is the firstborn son, superior to all created things.
Living.
Christ is the exact likeness of the unseen God. He existed before God made anything at all. Oops. And in fact, the likeness of Christ himself is the creator.
Oh.
You go below three.
That's verse 16.
We put all that in there?
No, that's verse 16. That was just some good to throw it in.
Verse 15 is, he existed before God made anything at all. Okay.
Firstborn of all creation.
Firstborn.
All right. His is the supremacy over all creation.
Well, that is a lot like NEV, is that correct?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
NIV.
The firstborn over all creation.
Reached.
Okay, this is kind of a complicated one. Who is a derived reproduction and manifestation of absolute deity and invisible deity, who, the Son, has priority to and sovereignty over all creation.
Priority to.
It does show. Read it the same position.
One more time, please.
Who is a derived reproduction and manifestation of absolute deity, the invisible deity, who the Son has priority to and sovereignty over all creation.
Priority to.
Is that word derived at the beginning of it?
Reproduction.
Well, that's the image part that we're not really taking.
Priority.
Amplified.
He is the firstborn of all creation.
Anything more than that?
That's, yeah, except for the part before.
Basic. Coming into existence before all living things. Kingsley.
Can I hear Amplified again?
Amplified is firstborn of all creation.
Kingsley.
Firstborn of all creation.
Norley.
He existed before creation began.
Ledger.
Christ lived before anything was made.
Knox.
His is that first birth which precedes every act of creation.
Say what?
Can we get it in?
Isn't that clear enough? This is that first birth which precedes every act of creation.
I haven't the slightest idea what he means.
Stop taking his dead jar.
Try that again.
His is that first birth which precedes every act of creation.
What precedes?
It's Mormon. Precedes.
So
that God's being reproduced and starting to
well, he was the first creation. Yeah, before creation, I believe it is.
Precedes me.
Come on, fraternity.
The firstborn of every creature.
N-A-B.
The firstborn of all creatures.
Dagla.
Firstborn of all creation.
Yeah.
Firstborn of all creation.
Derby.
Firstborn of all creation.
Brother.
Firstborn of all creation.
Derby.
The first begotten of all creation.
Hero.
Primal source of all creation.
Whoa.
was her.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Thank you. Firstborn of every creature.
Primal source of all creation is saying that he created a new world.
Firstborn of all creation.
Plans of.
The firstborn of every creature.
Simp.
I'll read the whole verse. Christ is the image of God and cannot be seen. Christ is superior to everything that was created.
One more time.
Simp. Are there two clauses in that verse, or is there one?
Two.
Okay, so Christ is superior to everything that was made.
Mm-hmm. Recovery.
His image. Firstborn of all creation.
New century.
Christ ranks higher than all the things that have been made. Christ ranks higher than all the things that have been made.
Could I hear Dewey? Existed before creation began.
Here's a preposition verse. All things were created in him and through him. Principalities and powers. And then at the end, all things were created into him.
This can be three.
Yes. It's so complicated that we're just about to put up three columns to keep ourselves straight. Because they got all kinds of things coming up here.
That are in earth, visible and invisible,
whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him.
By him and for him. This is the King James. By and for. The Greek is in, through, and into.
Oh.
This by, I'm probably only going to give a minus 5 because it's not any big deal about this time. Some of these gets a little bit tricky, but this is kind of what I've got. I change it all the time. It's not saying that Christ created everything, but that everything in him was everything created. And it's not so much location, but it's in the plan of and in the sphere of, in reference to him, everything created. If you want to just read us the prepositions, in, through, and into, we can kind of pick our way through here. And if it's really got this thing muddled up where you need to read the context, go ahead and do that also. Any questions here?
Which one are you looking at? By and by him?
The first preposition is at the very beginning of the verse, the latter two at the very end of the verse.
By and by.
All things are created through him and unto him, into him, or something. Any questions? Let's hear Tyndale.
You read the whole thing. All things are created by him and in him, and he is before all things, and in him all things have their being.
Did you leave out a lot, or you just...
You want all 16?
Yeah. All 16. We kind of have a
question
for here.
Okay, here we go. Okay, for by him were all things created, things are in heaven and earth.
By him.
By him, and all things are created by him and in him.
By and in.
Yeah. Oh.
By. I thought he said in on the second.
You didn't say in on your second, did you?
I'll just read the whole verse real quick. For by him were all things created, things that are in heaven, things that are in earth, things visible and things invisible, whether they be whatever, majesty or lordship, either ruler or power. All things are created by him and in him. Mm. And he is before all things, and in him all things have their being.
An added in there.
Yes. Adams.
Who was that? What was the...
Ethiopian, he's going to read us later.
Fine. Adams is by, through, and for.
By, through, and for.
For.
New King James.
It's for, through, and four.
Four, through, and four?
No.
For by him all things were created. Okay.
By.
What?
By.
What are we talking about?
Because by him.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. By him.
Same as Adams.
Same as Adams?
Yes, it is.
doing. In him, by him, in him.
In by in.
In by in, okay.
King James is the same as nobody. In by for.
King James?
Yeah,
or by four.
We'll continue this next time.
Yeah, we'll get it down.
Bye.
Good night.
All right.